The latest report on the housing market is not good. Sales of existing homes for the month of May fell, and that's despite low interest rates, lower home prices, and the government's tax credit. The sluggishness in the housing market is frustrating to real estate agents. They're bracing for a tough summer. NPR's Joshua Brockman reports.
Selma Jaeger has sold real estate for 38 years and has the trophies and plaques to prove it. But it's hardly a trophy moment in Prince George's County, Maryland, which borders Washington, D.C. Jaeger says most of her listings have been sitting on the market for months.
I'm calling it a declining market. The prices from the seller's point of view are going down, dwindling, declining, and the buyers feel that the prices are too high. And that's the problem.
What's all that doing for your business?
Tough, tough, tough.
This tough market is especially exasperating for realtors because home prices are the lowest they've been in ages, and interest rates are also at historic lows. In fact, mortgage payments on a median price home fell below 20% of median household income. That's the lowest level in nearly 40 years, according to a recent report by Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. Nicholas Ritsinas, the center's director, says the implosion of the housing market hurt many people. But first-time homebuyers have emerged as winners because owning a home is now within reach.
But now with prices falling back to levels that were last seen in the beginning of this decade, with interest rates at historic lows, if they have good credit, and that's a big if, owning a home now becomes an option.
Just keep going straight ahead. You're going to be staying out in 450, okay?
Here in the Maryland suburbs, Selma Jaeger is giving me a tour of homes she's trying to sell. Our destination is a brick house on a quiet block. It's been on the market for nearly 280 days. So, in an effort to move things along, Selma Jaeger added this message to the for sale sign in the front lawn.
I'm gorgeous inside. On this main level, we have 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. So this is the whole bath.
The price started at $349,000. Then they dropped it by $20,000. It may move lower still. That's because it's competing with many houses that banks now own and are trying to unload at rock-bottom prices. Ritsinas of Harvard says a third of all U.S. sales presently fall into this category of foreclosures and short sales.
We're not going to have a sustainable housing market where such a large number of sales are distressed sales.
Selma Jaeger says at least 2 of her 9 listings have been on the market for more than 1 year. So, to stay upbeat, she throws anniversary parties.
At our weekly sales meeting, I bring in cake and ice cream, just like you'd celebrate an anniversary. Unfortunately, it's not a happy celebration, though, because that means I've had the house on the market for longer than a year.
One thing homebuyers can celebrate is low mortgage rates. Keith Gumbinger, a mortgage analyst for HSH.com, says rates have benefited from economic turmoil overseas as investors shifted money into the safety of U.S. Treasury bonds.
Low and stable mortgage rates are providing important supports to the housing market. With the ending of the tax credit offer this spring, demand has fallen off to some degree.
He's referring to a federal tax credit that was intended to jumpstart the housing market, but it ended in April. Homebuyers with a binding sales contract have until the end of June to complete the paperwork. Realtors like Jaeger hope that buyers will take the plunge this summer, even without the federal incentive. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.